Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Zach Osborne. As a member of the losing Team USA that I was 1 year, it's not fun. Sucks. A lot of work put in by everybody. You got to be a bit bummed. I mean, you certainly rode well in the first one, but that third moto, you know you can do better.
Yeah, for sure. It was strange day. I rode really well in the first moto to come through to fifth, and then the third moto I just got in behind some squirrels in the beginning, like I was maybe 15th or 20th, and then got 13th. I mean, straight up had to stop for goggles, but yeah, just didn't make it happen. I think the dynamic changed a little bit right off the bat when Jason and Justin crashed together. Like, that was worst case scenario. So,
literally the worst thing that you would want to happen.
Yeah, I mean, we were very not overly optimistic. You know, we weren't silly after yesterday, but it definitely gave us, you know, a flash of hope. You know, Justin was really, really good the whole weekend, and Jason was riding well. And yeah, it's just a shit deal, really. I mean, it sucks.
Start was everything. You had the inside gate both of your times, and it didn't happen.
No.
Is there a reason why, or is there separate reasons why? Or
the first one actually was good, and then someone fell in front of me, like, around the second turn, and that was that. Yep. So it's done. And then the second one, I really don't know. I was, like, maybe 9th or 10th, and then chose one wrong line and was 20th. You know, it's just how quick it happens. Man, it was tough conditions, tough conditions, and there's no excuse. It is what it is, and it was a lot of work to get us to here as good as we were, and then to kind of have it rain and kind of blow it all away kind of sucked, because we put in a lot of work to be good at a completely different thing than what the race was, so that sucked. But all in all, like, you know, as a captain, I have to say that both of the guys that I came here with were incredibly hardworking and professional through the time that we were here, and they both, you know, had just as much passion for what we were doing as I did, and I appreciate that, like, a lot. So
saw Justin yesterday, fastest qualifier, won that race, then the rains came and everything else. And did he hurt himself? He looked like he wasn't himself in that second moto.
Yeah, he did. I think when him and Jason came together, he hurt his hand or something. And they
makes
got
sense, because he was a shell.
Yeah. I mean, dude, he was so good yesterday. Like, awesome. So, yeah, what do you do?
Yep. No, exactly. That's the name of the game. Where would you pass? How could you pass out there?
You hope that someone hit the wrong deep spot. I mean, honestly, some of the jumps were hard to just jump, you know, and it was like one of those deals where you would just be going through like what you thought was something solid, and then you're just like, you know, on the nose. It's weird. So strange track. I'm not criticizing it by any means. You know, it's the same for everyone, but I think that there's better racetracks.
You weren't pumped on it before we started the day, so I can vouch for that. You weren't, like, saying, this is amazing. Yeah. You're not saying this now because of the race that you had today.
No, it wasn't awesome. I mean, at any point, you know, there's a lot of historic motocross tracks in Europe that you can go to, and this just kind of isn't one of them. I mean, I know that it's cool for the spectators, maybe the ones in the grandstand that were getting rained on, but
the one that didn't have gale force winds and rain hitting them?
Yeah, but it is what it is. I mean, we'll see.
Compare this to the Mattely loss.
This one's a little tougher for sure as far as losses go. I mean, it's one of those deals. Mattely, we were kind of underdog straight away, and here we've put in a lot of work and a lot of effort to come here and do sand prep and, you know, ride a lot of different settings and test a lot and a lot of work, and it's just kind of sour.
Yeah, I can see. Well, listen, you guys put in a hell of an effort before the race, and you were all in, and it was awesome to see. Didn't work, but you know, hopefully maybe future Team USAs can learn a little bit, you know, from you guys and what you did and everything else.
Right, yeah, I think that that's the main thing. You know, I'm not saying we changed the game or anything by any means, but the effort was there, and that's what I appreciate, and that's what I can kind of rest easily on, is knowing that we did everything we could.
Well, Zacho, thank you.
Thanks.